Okay, so we are recording now, and Debbie, you said the website is about ready to go live. Will you tell me a little bit about the process that has got you to this point?
Okay, well, it's been about a two-year process, actually, from the time we started talking about it until up to date. We've kind of hoped for one prior to that, but just getting where we actually can make it a reality, it's just been really a two-year endeavor. It just basically started out, we took quotes and asked for bids for someone to help us get the web design actually started so that we could, after that, the basic shell was put into place, we could kind of go in and edit it according to what we wanted for our own personality. And the treasurer, Marty Smith, and I have worked alongside with Kurt Ahrens, who was the one that was given the go-ahead to help us with the design of it, and he has been so cooperative and helped give us a lot of really good guidance. And after he got the basic shell put into place, we have keyed in a lot of the data and added pictures and things, and so the personality is coming together for our county, and I'm really pleased the way it's looking.
And sorry to put you on the spot, but do you know about how much money's been put into it so far?
Our original bid was $2,600 for Mr. Aaron's services, and he's due to get that payment once that we do our final review, which we hope to do that either tomorrow or Monday. And other than that, it's just been basically our time as office holders, which, you know, we've done it. A lot of it's been done after hours or a couple of hours during the workday, but most of it's been outside of the workday. But $2,600 is actually the only amount of money that the county's happened to put forth at this point.
All right, and with all the work that's gone into this, assuming the website does go live on Tuesday, are you going to do any little celebration or anything?
Oh, well, I tell you, we hadn't really planned on one. I internally will, from my perspective, when I walk in and be able to say that, hey, it's up and going, it's going to be a personal achievement for myself and for the county. I know that we really do need this, and just the fact of knowing that it's going to be out in its presence will be, you know, good for me, but as far as doing any big parties or anything, I don't know. Maybe we ought to consider that.
Well, will you explain a little bit about what the website's going to look like some of the information that's going to be available on it?
Okay. Right now it's pretty well just basic, but as we go along, we plan to get a little bit more in-depth and provide more services. But right now, what you're going to see when you go into the home page is basically just options. It tells just a little bit about Saline County. There's a small slideshow that gives some pictures of mostly just the courthouse, but I do hope to get some other pictures, go to some of the other towns. You know, I'd like to hit every town in Saline County and just take some of their pictures of their city halls or their something with regard that's, you know, notorious in their hometown and put that out there as well. What you'll see is an option to select the different office holders within the courthouse, and then what there'll be a little bleep about them and just kind of give you information from the office holder's viewpoint. Most of that data has been given to me by the office holder personally. There will be some links that take you, like, to the city offices and different school websites and that kind of thing, and some of the businesses in town for those that have them. We've tried to link into the web. We have a question and answer section, which one of our frequent questions are asked in our office is, where do you go to pay your taxes, or where do you go to pay a fine or a speeding ticket, or where do you get a passport, or where do you register to vote? And we've put some of those frequently asked questions, we've given answers to those so that will kind of help some people when they enter our courthouse where they're to be. And that we hope to expand on as time goes on. But we're open for suggestions. And hopefully, once that the county, you know, our participants get to see what we have out there, that they can make some suggestions, and we'll just try to build it based on that and for the needs of the county as they come along. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell. It's nothing just super fancy, but it's definitely user-friendly, and I'm really proud of it.
All right. And what's the web address going to be?
Okay. It's SalineCountyMo.org.
All right. Well, Debbie, do you have anything you'd like to add?
I just hope that those who hear this broadcast will go out and after Tuesday take a look at it. And I really am open to some suggestions. We're not fully equipped. We're just pretty generically based people that have not a lot of web experience. But there are things that we can put out there. One thing I did fail to mention, though, is that I am putting election results on the website, and there is a tab for elections. So hopefully after each election we hold here in Saline County, I'll be able to post that data out there for viewing purposes, and that is one thing I'm very pleased for. We hope to put some upcoming events, so if anyone wants us to post those, they're welcome to let me know, and we'll do that as well. So other than that, that's pretty much it.